Right.
Ketores shel shachar hoisa kreva bein dam liyavorim. The ketores in the morning was brought between the korban atamid, between after they made the zrikas adam and before they burnt the yavorim. That's where they brought the ketores. So where it says money, who does our mishnah go like? E rabbon, if it goes according to rabbonin, bein dam leneiros. You know when they brought the ketores between the dam and the neiros miboylei. And e abishoyel, if it goes according to abishoyel. You know when the Dam HaKorban HaTomid was? Bein Neiros LeYevorim. It was in between the Neiros and the Yevorim. Miboyle. That's what I should have said. So Rashi says, Rabbonin, Rashi says, Yom HaPerakamah. Bikteres Mastid LaTavis Neiros. The Rabbonin say, you know what you did in between the Atavis of the Neiros? After the first five Neiros. Then you did the last two. What was in between? The Keteres. So according to the Rabbonin, that the Keteres was in between. For the more, Rabbonin, Bein Dam LeNeiros. It should have said that the Keteres came between the Avodah Saddam and the Neiros Miboylei. Shrashi bein Avodah Saddam li Avodah Saneiros kodim sheyigomrim. Is before you finish off all the Neiros, that's where they brought the Keteres. Any Abishol Elamaygol, according to Abishol, bein Neiros Leavorim. It should have said between the Neiros and the Avorim. Because according to Abishol, you finished up all the Neiros first, then you brought the Keteres. The Keteres came after the Tavis and Neiros. And then you went to burn the Avorim. So it should have said the Keteres is in between the Neiros and the Avorim. Sakan Al-Mishnah says, Keteres Shashachar Hoysa Krevam Bein Dam Le'Avorim. In between the Shechita, in between the Zrikas Adam of the Korban HaTomid and burning of the Avorim. It doesn't go like anybody. So Gemarin says, Li'Yerlam Rabbonimhi. Hatay Al-Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin. That according to the Rabbonin, the Keteres was in between the Hatovas and Neiros. Over Zidur like Kamari. Our Mishnah is not going into the Seyed HaDvorim. Shrash L'yerlam Rabbonin hi. Nichalein lukum k'Rabbonin. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. Over Zidur Olay Kamari. Leidok enoch nami. Our Mishnah is not coming to tell us exactly which one was brought first, which one was brought last. Therefore, you can't be medayik from our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is not bringing down all the Seyed HaDvorim, exactly what happened first, what happened last. So just Tam says that's when the Keteres was. But really, could be our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin, that says that Keteres came in between the Hatovas HaNeiros. When did they bring the Keteres in the afternoon? After they burnt the Avorim of the Tomid Shal Ben Habayim, and before they brought the Nesachim, that's where they brought the Keteres. So where it says, how do we know this? That the Keteres was brought after the Korban HaTomid, after the Zrikas Adam, after they even burnt the Avorim, but before they brought the Nesachim. How do we know this? Even before the mincha, as after they burnt the Avorim, before they brought the minchas nesachim, that's where they brought the keteres. As we know, Emily, Omer Rabbi Yechon, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, "Ke minchas ha-boiker u-keniskoi tase." You do just like in the morning, you do in the afternoon. Ma minchas ha-boiker, just like the mincha brought in the morning, keteres kedemus nesachim, the keteres was brought before the nesachim. Is Afkan who did in the afternoon, Keteres Kedemus Nesachim. The Keteres comes before the Nesachim. Rashi says, Kiminchas Aboiker, Tehei Minchas Erev. Just like in the morning, that's the way, in the afternoon, just like in the morning. Ma Minchas Aboiker, Tehei Mucheres the Keteres, that came after the Keteres, Shrei Af Evorim, Miocherim Lo, even the Evorim came after the Keteres. Because it said the Keteres came in between the Atovish Teneres. So you had first the Shechita, the Zrikas Adam of the Korban HaTomid, then you had the Keteres in between the Neiros, and then first lady came back to burn the Avorim. So Pshita came before the Mincha. Izaf Mincha Serev, Keteres Kedemes Lo. Who was in the afternoon, first you bring the Keteres, after you burn the Avorim, and then you bring the Mincha. For the Gemara, for learning out the Keteres from the afternoon, from the Keteres in the morning, Ima Lahalon, Keteres Kedemes Avorim, just like in the morning, first they brought the Keteres, and then after the Neiros that they first burned the Avorim, maybe Afkan Huwa did in the afternoon, it should be Keteres Kedemus Avorim, like maybe after you made the Shechita and the Zrika for the Tomid Shel Bein Habayim, then right away you brought the Keteres, and after the Keteres, maybe we first burnt the Avorim. And you're saying not like that, you're saying that after the Zrika Saddam, they burnt the meat of the Korban HaTomid Shel Bein Habayim, just they brought the Keteres before the Mincha. Why don't you say completely like in the morning, that first they brought the Keteres, and then they burnt the Avorim? And the Gemara Meek said that the Pasuk says, Ke'evrei ha-boiker, that the Pasuk said the Avorim in the afternoon is also like the Avorim in the morning that was burnt later. Ke'minchas ha-boiker k'siv,
The Pasuk only says the Keteris, that knows the Mincha in the afternoon, is like the Mincha in the morning. That's the drasha. They only like the Mincha. In other words, in the afternoon, true, you bring the Keteris before you bring the Mincha. But that's all. After the Keteris, you only bring the Mincha for the Korban HaTamid. When did you burn, though, the pieces of meat for the Tamid Shebein Abayim? That was burnt before the Keteris. Even though in the morning, after the Shechit and the Zrika, you made that Tavis Chamesh Neiris, then you did the Keteris, then you finished the Neiris, then you did the burning of the Evorim, so the Keteris came before that, but in the afternoon it's not that way. In the afternoon we're only learning out that the Mincha is like the morning Mincha, that's all. But the Evorim, in the afternoon, came before the Keteris. So therefore, in the afternoon, you made the shchitas of the korban tamid shebein abayim, you made the zrikas adam, you burnt the evorim, and after you burnt the evorim, then you first made the keteris. And after the keteris, then you brought the mincha. Just like in the morning, the mincha came later after the keteris, or then in the afternoon also, the mincha comes after the keteris. But only the mincha, and not the evorim. Tana Rabbonim. The pasuk says, v'niskoi revi'a sahim. That the nesachim for the korban atomid is a revi'a sahin of yayin. That's how much yayin you have to bring. Yelamed shal shachris mishalaris. That we learn out the tomid shal shachar from shalaris. Trashi yelamed shachris mishalaris. Ma zeh toyin nesachim. Av zeh toyin nesachim. Hezika posik says by the tomid shabayin abayim. So we're learning out shachris shal mishal arvis. Rebbe Yom Rebbe says no. Arvis mishal shachris. Just the opposite. We're learning out Arvis from Shachris. Shrashi Rebbe Yoimer Shel Arvis Mishal Shachris. The Lekeves Echod are the Shachris Koi. That's the person of Midbird talking about the Tomet Shel Shachris. Shunem Aboyes Akeves Echod Tasa Baboike. So on that the person says to bring a Niskoi. So it says that the Iker is by the Tomet Shel Shachar. And we learn out Tomet Shabbein Abayim from the Tomet Shel Shachris. That's the Smachloikis. Where does the pasuk talking about when it says to bring a revi'a sahin yayin? Is it talking about the tomid shal shachar, or is it talking about the tomid shal ben abayim? So what says bishleim the rabbonin hay be tomid shal ben abayim tziv? The pasuk there's mashma is talking about the shal ben abayim. El Rebbe, my time. What's pshan Rebbe? What does Rebbe say? The pasuk is talking about tomid shal shachar. Omar Rava bar Ulo, Omar Kro, la keves so echod. It says la keves so echod is a zeo keves. Shenemu boyechod, which keves the pasuk say like it's called one? Have yoimez the atomet shachar. This is going on the atomet shachar. The atomet shachar, that's where it always says keves echod tase baboyker. So the keves echod goes on the atomet shachar. So therefore, Rabbi Dashin's this pasuk by Midbar is talking about the atomet shachar. So by the atomet shachar, that's where the pasuk says to bring the nesach, to bring the niska yayin, and we learn out the atomet shabayin abayim from the atomet shachar. Rabbonin, my echod. According to Rabbonin, they say no. They say this pasuk is talking about the Tomid shal shach shal ben arba'im. So why does the pasuk say echod? It means miyuchet shebedroi. It means the korban that you bring for the korban atomid should be the best one. Should be the nicest one. For Rebbe, for the Gemara, mimufchar nidurecha nafka. How does Rebbe know this from another pasuk? Says when you want to bring the dorim, you want to bring kabonis, it should be mimufchar from your best korban you should bring. For Rabbonin, chad bechayve bechad ben adavu tzricha. Rabbonin say it's not shver. That pasuk maybe of Nivchar was talking about when you want to bring in a dova. When you want to stop and give a present to Hashem, that's a svara to bring the best one. Mashenka, when you have a chiyuv to do it, maybe you don't have to bring the best one. That's what here the pasuk says, like keves echad to tell us even the korban atomid. That's a sechayv. There's a chiyuv to bring the korban atomid. Still, the pasuk is mashma. You have to bring it from the best one. Rashi tzricha yetsad noita shan nedovet sorach liyafoisim. There's one svara to say when you give a present, you have to give a nice present. Kadesh etisrat seladurin, that you want Hashem should be mekabel the present you're giving him. V'yakabolas ponim. V'yetzad noita loymer shachoyva amotelas sorach lefroya. Choyva mishalim. Shalom. Another svara to know like that. Something you have a chiv to do with the svara, pay up your choyv the best way possible. So kitsi has svaras both ways, so that's why I need two psukim here. You can't learn out one from the other. I need two psukim to tell me that the nedava you bring should be from the best animal, and the korban chayva you bring should also be from the best animal. But then our Mishnah says, "Im hoya kohen gadol zaken or yistinis." The kohen gadol was old, or he was a mefunik. He was very delicate, so the cold bothered him. We used to like heat up the water before Yom Kippur and pour it into the mikvah on Yom Kippur. For Tanya, Omer Reb Yehuda. Used to heat up like a metal ashoshes. before Yom Kippur. Trashi Ashoshes Chatichas Ovis, a thick piece of metal. We used to heat up before Yom Kippur. For my Ashosh Hashem, the Umatilin L'Toich Tzoinin. And on Yom Kippur, we would throw this hot metal into the cold mikvah. Kadesh Tofin Tzinosin. In order that the mikvah should like be a little lukewarm, it should take away the chill of the water. For the Gemara, how could you throw this boiling hot metal into the cold water on Yom Kippur? V'aloi mitzarif. It's the melacha you're fixing up this keli right now. So Rashi v'aloi mitzarif. Hanoisin barzul minesh. L'maya mitzafay mechaskoy makshehu. When you heat up a metal, you like soften the metal a little bit. Now when you put it into the cold water, you're strengthening the metal. So that's like a malach, it's like a makam patish, or a type of a binyan here. But you're being mitzad, you're doing a malach on Yom Kippur. So how could you throw this hot metal into cold water on Yom Kippur? And the Gemara, Omara Bevoi, Shleagil Tziruf. We're talking about Rashi, Kvahoya Mitzoinim, the Mikzah. We're talking about the metal was already cooled off a little bit. Afal Pishoi Neistim Balaila, Batech Cholam Lechshus, even though throughout the night you used to leave it through hot coals, but it wasn't that red hot the metal to say that tomorrow, when you threw it into the cold water, that the cold water should be mechazik to make the kli strong. So kids, there's no malach of tziruf. It's not called a malach like you're making a kli. It's not called a makma patish because it wasn't that hot the metal. Abayu says no. Abayu Omar. Afilu tema shegila tziruf. Even if you want to tell me the metal was red hot, was very hot, still, you're allowed to throw it into the cold water. Why? You're not mechavon to tzaref here. That's not the kavona by throwing this metal into the cold water to be mechazit to make the kli strong. Since that's not your kavona, it's mutter. Fred Gemara though, when we yom Rabbi Yehochi, is it true that Rabbi is such a teretz? For a tiny we learned, the pasuk says b'sar or losai. That what, when you want to make a bris milah, even though there's a nega there, there's a nega teras there, you're allowed to cut it off. Because even though stam is alive, you're not allowed to cut off a beheris. If you have a negri, you're not allowed to cut it off. But if the negri is bais the mokim on the urla, there's a mitzvah to cut off the urla, you're allowed to cut off the beheris also. For the Gemara, what do you need a pasuk for? The chur pshit you're allowed to. But the avim in the riz is not mechavin. You're not mechavin now to cut off the negri. Your kavon is to make a bris milah. So since you're not being mechavim to do the Avera, pshit it's mutter. What do I need a pasuk for? The Yom Rabbi is Abaye answered Rabbi Yehuda. The Yom Adover Shenim Eskavin Oser. Yeah? The Rabbi answered, well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we need the pasuk. That Rabbi Yehuda says, Dover Shenim Eskavin is Oser. So I need a special pasuk to tell me that by Milom, it's mutter. Now, Han, in Milom, B'chol HaTorah Kula. Avol Hoch, Atzir with Rabbonin Hu. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gears of there is Shri, the Gemara. Let's see what Rashi learns. The Gemara, Miyom Rabbi Yehoch, it's Rashi. The Dover Shenim Skavin Mutter, does Abaye learn Pshat like Reb Shimon, that Einim Skavin is Mutter, the Lechur Abaye explains Reb Yehuda, so Smash from Abaye holds like Reb Yehuda, that Dover Shenim Skavin is Osir. So according to Abaye, why do you say it's Mutter here, even though what? Be you not Mechavin to Mitzarev the Kli to make the Kli strong, but it happens anyway. It's like even though Einim Skavin, but according to Reb Yehuda, it's Chayiv. So Drashi, Kruo Lomeli, Visar Larabas Hamanuga, the Muslim Mikhtav Yimal or Losoi, Osiv Bisar, why does it say Bosafor? Larabis Bisar or Omer Benegoim. They tell us even though there's a nega there. Odom Kieb or Bisaroi. Lomali Kroa, the Kasha, Hod Dobashenim Skavenu, that was the Kasha, what are we in the Pasuk for? Vyomer Abaye Abaye answered over there. That it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Alma, we see from here that since Abaye answers according to Rabbi Yehuda, Svirla Labaye, the Kroa, Messiah Rabbi Yehuda. That Abaye learns this Pasuk by Milo is the riot to Rabbi Yehuda. That without the posik, it would be also to cut off the negam. Even though you're not mechavon to cut off the negam, your kavon is to make a bris mila. So we see a dover shenim eskavon would have been usher if not for this posik. Midiyitzra korol lil mishrayu. So that's the kashin of Abaye holds like a Yehuda, and the eskavon is usher. So how could Abaye say here, you're allowed to take this boiling hot metal and throw it into the cold water? Even though you be mitzarev, you're making the kli strong now, but since that's not your kavona is only to, like, take away the chill off the water, but Abaye holds like a Yehuda, so the Dover Shem Eskavin is also. So Gemara answers, Hani, mili b'chol ha-terah kula, the Rashi, b'chol ha-terah b'yisura d'yiraisa, when you're doing this d'yiraisa, going kaitis b'haritz, when you want to cut off the nega from your body, b'yachsev hishama b'nega ha-teras, there's like an isra say, you're not, or there's a lav, hishama, like a lav, like you're not allowed to cut off the nega.
V'yom amar b'koytz barosa kozem adaber. So that's when we say what? Einim eskaven is osur. Aval ho'chot tziruf rabbonin hu. But here, even if you're doing this melechas of tziruf, it's not a nisa the raisa, it's only nisa the rabbonin. Where it's only osur. But the rabbonin, here Rabbi holds einim eskaven is mutur. So Rashi, son of the Gerson, v'yein shvus b'migdash, and the rest says, v'yein shvus b'migdash l'gassinin, to a total time of b'yein eskaven. Don't be girls here to say the reason is that since it's only awesome with the Rabbonin, here we're talking about in the base of Migdash. So let's say a Svar and Shmus the Migdash. No, that's not the Svar here. Because the Gemara doesn't say that. To a totally time of the Amos Kavan. The Svar is better than Amos Kavan. So therefore, we're coming out now that where it's only Nisim with the Rabbonin, here we hold Dovah Shein Amos Kavan is Mutter. This is the way Rashi's girls. The Taish says here, Hocha Gassin Rashi. V'loi Gassin and Shmus the Migdash. Kivun afilu having miskavon like Yisroel deraisa klay miskavon goes by rabbon afilu b'medina. So Toizias kashes on this. Toizias that avadis mash mekornis of Yehuda that whoever would be us if miskavon would be nisa deraisa by nisa rabbonim saying the miskavon rabbonim were goyzer. So it's mash of Yehuda holds is also osim the rabbonim. So that's what Toizias has the gersa. Toizias says we should be goyzer that since it's only osim the rabbonim here, but you're not really making a kli. You only be mitzar if you make a kli a little bit stronger. That's only the rabbonim dikul like tikin mona. You be mitzak in the mona. So even though it's also the rabbonim, but the klal is ain't shvus b'migdash. The Torah says you should be gerus here. That since we're talking about in the base of migdash here, the rabbonim did make zeris in the rabbonim in the base of migdash.
All right, stop here.